what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
A little more spring sports that we have to recap as we wrap up the 2020-2021 high school season. I can't believe how fast it's gone by. Over the weekend, we did have the state track and field competition, and the Carbon Dinos were going in off of a high. Both the boys and the girls won the Region 12 championship, and both finished inside the top six at the state meet. We're going to talk about that and more right now with our next guest, Coach Jimmy Jukes. Coach, as always, a pleasure. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jordan. Appreciate it.
Always enjoy the conversations, Coach. And the season, it's now over with. It's kind of amazing how fast it went. We've talked so much about how they condensed the season for you guys. You had a Friday-Saturday competition at Davis High School. A little different than what we're used to as far as the state championship meets. But nonetheless, the boys and the girls, they represent very well. Top five finish for the girls, top six finish for the boys.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun. We knew that going in up there that it was going to be a dogfight for second place on the girls' side, and just kind of have to have everything go the right way and everything kind of lay in place. And the boys, we thought they'd do pretty well, and six for the boys was really, really good. They could have gone a little bit higher had we had, you know, Riker healthy for the 300 hurdles. That might have moved him up a little bit. But overall, I was super, super excited about where we were.
You mentioned that it would be very difficult to win a state championship on the girls' side of the track, Coach. And just to put this in perspective for those who are unaware, Delta finishes with 164 points. Morgan was in second with 81. We're talking about a historically good Delta team.
Yeah, this Delta team, they could have beat most 6A teams. They probably could have won the 6A title. They just, they have girls that won almost every event. And the good news for us is they're all seniors. So so that helps us out. But this year was definitely their easy year to go after it. But, you know, the rest of us are setting up and looking where we're going to be. So it's going to be a lot of fun coming up.
Well, let's talk about some of the performances, Coach. And we'll start with the girls' side, a state champion in Haley Prescott. And, you know, we always put such an emphasis on the team aspect of track and field. Sometimes it's lost. Look, it's an individual sport. And so while you may not have won a team state championship, you did have a state champion return from Davis High School. It's a beautiful thing. Haley Prescott gets it done in the high jump.
She does, you know, and Haley, she's worked hard. She's won almost every high jump competition she's been in this year. And that 3A was just a dogfight. You had, you know, Union had a girl that came in ranked number one at 5'4". Jew had two girls that were up there around 5'3". Haley was around 5'2". And, you know, it came down to who just could put the jumps together and where they could put them in. And Haley went in and won it for her. She got that jump on 5'3" on her first attempt, and the other two girls got it on their third attempt, and then she went for a school record at 5'5" and just barely missed it. I think that school record is in deep danger next year with her, but you know, it's really exciting to see her win it. She just having to kind of come all together right there at the end. It's so hard in high jump because you're so technical. You got to be mentally tough. You got to be able to just go through. It was raining a little bit while they were jumping. She did an amazing job. It was 100% her being ready to go and her effort.
With her just being a junior, Coach, and winning a state championship, how exciting is that for you as a coach saying, oh, you know what, we got a state champ, we got some school records, we got, you know, to challenge next year with this girl who'll be back for one more season?
It's really exciting because Haley sees the layout in front of her, and she knows she wasn't satisfied with just jumping 5'3". She wanted the 5'5 jump. She wants to go better. She wants to be better. You know, she turned around, and she's going to be a great asset for us next year because she's just got the skill set. You know, she can long jump. She can high jump. There's a couple colleges that have actually talked to me a little bit about her maybe being flirting around the heptathlon a little bit. And so you may see us starting to throw her in the shot and disc and jab kind of stuff to see how well she can throw and see if we can't help her out that way as well. And so she's going to be a lot of fun as a senior next year.
Coach, we'll stick with the girls' side here for a moment. And again, this is a team that had a lot of success, and I know you guys did encounter a few hiccups over the weekend, but still, the girls' 4x100 team performed beautifully as well with a second-place finish.
Yeah, you know, that girls 4x100 team, they've been stellar all year. And, you know, again, you go up against the Delta team that's got all those those fast girls on it, and to come in with a second place finish was awesome for our girls. You know, they've worked hard all year, and they've been getting that time down, and to see them on the podium was a really neat thing. You know, with, you know, Lindy Maurer, she's done a lot of good things for us this year, and it just an overall really a good kid. And you got Emily Elliott, and then you got McKenna Blank, who's been our senior. She's the only senior on that group. And I mean, she went through battling through sickness on Saturday. She was just dealing with being under the weather, and not a little bit. She was really, really sick, and still just sucked it up and went and did all of her events. I mean, I can't say enough about what McKenna did on Saturday. That was impressive.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Jimmy Jukes of the Corbin High School track and field team, as we recap the state championship meet, which took place over the weekend. Coach, let's jump over to the boys' side. No state champions here, but plenty of really, really solid performances. Of course, we knew that Riker Childs was going to be in the mix, and this is something that you and I have talked about all year long. Trevin and Riker. Trevin Brazier of Emory High School and Riker Childs of Corbin. These two have just gone back and forth, and unfortunately, we only got to see these two compete one time at the state.
Yeah, you know, and that was the unfortunate thing. You know, Riker and Trevin, and the thing is, they're good friends off the track, which is always good to see. You know, they got done running that 110 hurdles, and Trevin got him, where Riker got him at the Eastern USAC Championship. Trevin got him at region and then at state, and it was a good race. And when they get done, they give each other a hug, and, you know, a good sportsmanship out of both of them, and just good kids. And then Riker got in the 100 and just hyperextended his knee after the race, trying to dodge one of the kids cutting in front of him, and his knee just, we were a little concerned. We could have ran him in the threes, and we talked about it. We just said, you know, it's not worth his health to have him go over a hurdle and land and have that knee buckle on him and do more damage when it was already kind of swollen and messed up a little bit. And so, unfortunately, that's kind of how Riker's senior season was going to end. And you know, he did good things in the long jump as well. You know, he ended up in fourth in the long jump. And, just, I mean, he's a good kid, and I wish the best for him.
Well, we'll talk about Caleb Winfrey in the long jump. We knew that Caleb was going to contend. We knew that he was going to medal. I mean, I thought that was kind of a foregone conclusion. You get a third-place finish out of Caleb.
Yeah, you know, Caleb is that kind of kid. He wasn't real happy with the third. I don't think either one of them were. They jumped in prelims and were feeling pretty good, and then we got a lightning delay, and it was about an hour and a half that they had to go cool off and come back, and they just had a hard time getting back into it in the finals, but they performed really well. And, you know, Caleb didn't really even get a full season. He came out late in the season. You know, we worked with him, and he's come a million miles from where he was in a short period of time, and I wish I would have had him for all 4 years, but, you know, Caleb just comes out, and he works hard, and he put in an effort, and I think he had a lot of fun in the end, and he was telling me after we got done with practice the other day, he goes, Coach, I went in to go dunk. He goes, man, I can dunk a basketball easy now. I said, I told you, once you come out and do track workouts and work on your high jump and long jump, man, it makes dunking a basketball easy. And he's like, yeah, it does. So that's good to see. I hope he gets somewhere in college with basketball and maybe even flirts with track a little bit.
Coach, we can talk about the throwing events, and you and I off of the cuff talked about the javelin and just how difficult it was really for all the participants, and I'm sure hard to watch for coaches as well, just based on the environment that the kids were given, but Bowden Robinson still performed very well for you guys in a top three finish.
Yeah, he did. You know, Bowden's done well all year in that javelin, and he's just getting better, and that's the good thing about that is we're getting him back, you know, and his elbow was bugging him a little bit. But he still was throwing really good. He's been getting better all year. I look for big things out of him. You know, he was in second place to the last throw of the competition. Kid that won it on his last throw, and you know, Bowden's worked hard all year, and he deserved that third place finish. And I think he's not happy with that. He wants first, so we'll see what he does next year.
Coach, is there any other performances we haven't talked about that were standout for Corbin High School at the state championship meet?
Yeah, I think the one thing that I think was the biggest thing, one of the biggest things for us was our distance group. Our distance program this year has just been absolutely stellar, and what those girls and the guys did at state on that distance side were just remarkable. You know, Kobe Cruz ran amazing for us, you know, got in that sixth place in the 16 and 32, and Easton Humes was an eighth in the 16, and he took fifth in the 400, and then you had Beverly Lancaster. Just, she was phenomenal. She ran, you know, the 16 and the 32 and did well in both of those. And then Ambry Jones and Aaron Stromness did really well in those races as well to get up in there. And, you know, you look at that whole distance program, Sophie Taylor, she had a heck of a race in that 32 and the 16 as well. And our team has just followed that distance program very, very closely, and they improved and PR'd by a ton of time up there. And I think that young group right there, all of those kids except for Aaron Stromness are coming back, and it sets us up really well when you have that many kids at state doing that well. Look out. This could be the group to watch.
Yeah, Coach, I know the exciting aspect of the season was for the first time the boys and girls both took home a Region 12 championship, and the regional change a little bit moving into next year. But one of the things I have to ask you with track and field, we get done with baseball, we can talk about summer programs. We get done with basketball, football, whatever. I mean, there's all kinds of these summer programs. What do the kids do track and field-wise to prepare for next year, knowing that summer's now here?
Well, you know, a lot of those distance kids and that they'll jump into the cross country program, which they'll just jump right over into cross country. They'll start up in June and start running summer miles. But for me as a coach, I think kids need a little bit of a break from your sport, and so I try to encourage them to either jump into cross country, go play football. You know, Will Carmichael and Bowden and a couple of those boys, Nathan Hobbs will go and do football for Carbon High. I've got kids, and that's the thing, is I try to encourage these kids to jump into the other Carbon High sports so that they could be just as good in those elements. And then we'll pick back up in the wintertime with kids that aren't in a sport and start conditioning for track. But I think it's important that the kids have crossover training. So I try to leave them alone after the track season because it takes a toll on them. And then just let them kind of jump into another sport. Soccer's another sport they jump into. So I really want to see these kids get in and help Carbon High athletics be great in all sports, not just my sport.
Well, Coach, it was a lot of fun to follow the team throughout the year. I always look forward to our weekly conversations. Thank you for always making time. And again, congratulations on a fantastic season.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Coach Jimmy Jukes again of the Carbon High School track and field squad wrapping up a very successful 2021 season. You can get the complete recap of the state championship meet right now by visiting CastleCountryRadio.com. We're going to break for just a moment. We have NBA basketball talk coming up. The Utah Jazz falling to the Memphis Grizzlies in game one. Don't panic. There's a reason why it's a best of seven set. We'll talk NBA basketball right after this.